the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
Thank you.
welcome to episode 360 of your weekly slice of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, available via all good podcasting providers and now, and I'm very excited, available on Spotify. So however you access Spotify, if you're a Spotify user, simply ask your device to play Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. So episode 360. This episode, we are getting into psychedelia and proto-psychedelia again, and what a way to get it underway. Band called the Mystic Tide, responsible for some of the very first psychedelic anthems, a lack of commercial success, but quite highly regarded. I certainly like them. They formed on Long Island, four singles between 1965 and 1967, all written by guitar player Joe Docco. So we took a B-side from March 1967 called Psychedelic Journey Part 1. Stay tuned, we'll have Part 2 a little bit later in this episode. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I think it's a horrible, disgraceful thing.
Well, this is all about proto-psychedelia. And here is a track, a very well-known track though, not generally considered garage rock, but covered widely by garage bands. To me, it is the well-known end of proto-psychedelia. Recorded 1968 by a psychedelic garage rock band from Grosse Pointe, Michigan, that started around 1966. They called The Index. This is their cover of 8 Miles High.
Hey, I'm up here in a whirlybird, hovering over the Plaza del Toro.
Thank you.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Would recognize it.
Well, it's a good one.
Look out the window, I'm crying your name. The leaves are burning and ashes.
I know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment, if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you, when you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again.
You thought the late winter would bring me down forever, but you rode across the stream of to the violence of the storm.
And the colors of the sea rang out, turning moving to touch the golden beaches.
winter. And the name of Aphrodite let you ride the cruise and shell. You know you can't leave on the way twice to the tooth and I'll tell the brave Ulysses those negatives won't touch you. The silence will be singing. The fishes are laughing through your fingers. And once you take the wind to the violence of winter.
And that is three slices of psychedelia all out of the USA. The Index, top of the set, with a cover of The Byrds, 8 Miles High. And then a band whose roots go back to a band called The Ripcords, a surf rock combo from Houston, Texas, formed in 1963 at Fillmore High School. By 1965, they became known as the Lemon Fog. They were together through to 1970. One of the earliest bands to emerge from the Houston psychedelic scene, recorded several singles for a label called Orbit. And those singles were combined with some outtakes and demos into an anthology package called The Psychedelic Sound of Summer with The Lemon Fog. So The Lemon Fog with The Prisoner. And thirdly in the set, a band called The Inside Experience, together 67 to 72 from Lakeside, actually described as a rockin' quartet from the Christian resort community of Lakeside on Lake Erie's Marblehead Peninsula. The band is called The Inside Experience. Played a bunch of clubs, including several in Michigan. Late 1968, recorded their Soul 45, a cover of Cream's Tales of Brave Ulysses. Printed just 500, sold them all thanks to a few plays on a Detroit radio station called CKLW. Autographed copies sold for $1. So The Inside Experience, Tales of Brave Ulysses. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little preview slice of global psychedelia from a band called Axe. A-C-K-E-S. 1967 single from this band out of Västerås, Sweden. X with Like Before.
not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Way back to New Orleans, you know it hurts me so, you know it hurts me so.
Quite clearly obvious,
it's
utterly disgusting.
Retrospect, 60s garage rock, and psychedelic.
Oh!
talking about marijuana. We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, Mr. Nubbin Me.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, Proto Psychedelia. Throughout this episode, four tracks there. Swedish band Axe, top of the set with Like Before. Then The Ballroom from 1967 on Warner Brothers. Off a 45, the A-side Spinning, Spinning, Spinning. We took the B-side cover of Big Joe Williams' Baby, Please Don't Go, as popularized by them. And then something very interesting from 1967 out of the USA, a band, if you can call them that, called the Fabulous Four Skins, or just the Four Skins, described as a non-profit vocal group of the following young doctors: Larry M. Davis, MD, Michael B. Dubois, MD, G. William Johnson, MD, and Larry G. Thompson, MD. So these four medical doctors or medical students put 20 songs to tape for an unknown record label in 1967. The album is called The Fabulous Four Skins, Sing Songs of Medicine and Med School. Great song titles such as Isn't Oral Contraception Grand, Red Cells in Your Urine, Hidden Vein, is beginning to look a lot like syphilis.
You can tell it's very much a novelty record, but we had one track, at least a little bit fitting with this psychedelic episode, from the fabulous Four Skins, track called LSD. Video of that up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And speaking of LSD, that's the name of the fourth band we had there, out of Manchester, New Hampshire. A 7-inch 45 release on MusiCore Records, B-side of that one called Mystery of the Mystical Invasion. So LSD were in fact a high school outfit called Local Sound Development. Apparently the A-side of that 45 was pretty straightforward, but the B-side, Mystery of the Mystical Invasion, the result of a pretty overwhelming studio environment for this young band. When entering the studio, this young band realized that the instruments provided were tuned outside of their vocal range. They were just 15 years old, certainly the singer was. So lead singer Richard Byron had this to say. The invasion was heavily influenced by psychedelic music and the use of feedback by Hendrix, Zeppelin and other major acts of the day. We'd open our third set with this song in an improvisation style and it would go on for as long as it felt right. It was a purely experimental jamming thing with a great light show and at some points became quite intense. In need of a B-side, we decided to see if we could reproduce this feeling on record. I'm afraid we confused the recording engineer and he never was capable of capturing the true essence of the controlled noise. So an experiment in the studio by a very young band called LSD, or Local Sound Development, Mystery of the Mystical Invasion. We have Global Psychedelia straight after this.
They'll let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Let's check out some Global Psychedelia starting in Japan. One of the premier Japanese psychedelic rock bands, best known for their studio album Vacant World, released 1968. The band, originally known as Nightingale, began as a folk trio in 1966. They became The Jacks, released Vacant World, sometimes titled Jack's World, widely seen as one of the most important Japanese albums. So this is The Jacks with Marianne.
Kiss me. ci ho sa sol Mizu no naka kara waki deta inochi Mure no kami to karada o ageshiku yosete
Sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money, he'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two.
Thank you.
Con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not.
Three slices of Global Garage. Got it underway with the Jacks. Video of that up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Then from Durango, Mexico, one of the first Mexican bands to adapt the Beatles' influence, Los Dug Dugs with Lost in My World. And thirdly in the set from Trans Canada Records out of Canada, November 1967, Les Classelles, B-side of 45 called Perdu.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
Here's a band out of Germany, 1967. It appears on an anthology called Pre-Kraut Pandemonium, Volume 11, an LP from 1999. The band is called League 66. And the track, Tomorrow's Void.
Time we got to go, it's today. And I know there is no chance tomorrow, there's no way. To gather that together, it's in vain. Just to try to forget the things we did right this time. I remember every little bit, walking in the morning sun, and everything was great. Tiger, oh, what a fun.
nothing we can do to stop the time and make a welcome to.
That's German band League 66 with Tomorrow's Void, bringing us to the end of this psychedelic episode of Retrospect. Don't forget those back episodes available all over the web. And don't forget, we're now available on Spotify. If you're a Spotify user, just ask your device or go on your app or whatever you do and look for Retrospect Garage Punk and you'll find us there. So we kicked off the show with the Mystic Tide Psychedelic Journey Part 1. We're going to see it out in the same way. The Mystic Tide from Long Island. This is Psychedelic Journey Part 2, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We'll be right back. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.